Hello, you're listening to Jackson Today. I'm your host, Peggy Owens. And with me today is Sister Noelle Marie Gabrielle, Executive Director of Maryville Retreat Center. Welcome, Sister Noelle.
Thank you so much for having me, Peggy.
Please describe the Marion Retreat Center for me.
Maryville Retreat Center is located off of Taylor Lake Road in Holly. We've been here since the 1940s, would you believe? We are on 240 acres of lovely property. We own a lake, and we have several buildings on the property that host private retreats, group retreats, and a variety of family events. So that is pretty much the property on 240 acres of lovely, lovely God's creation land. We have a lot of wooded areas. You will also see deer and sandhill cranes and turkeys and a variety of wildlife and bird life. It's just a wonderful place to come, renewing your spirit. Yes.
I apologize. I kept calling it Mary instead of Maryville.
It's so. Maryville Mary. Retreat Center, and it's owned, sponsored, operated by the Felician Sisters of North America.
Tell us a little about the Felician Sisters.
The Felician Sisters, we were founded in 1855 in Warsaw, Poland, by a wonderful woman, Mother Angela Truskowska. We were asked to come to America in 1874, and we settled in central Wisconsin. But then in the early 1930s, we were asked to come to Detroit, and that was our first major province, our first major, major settlement for the Felician Sisters. And so we branched out from there. We are a Roman Catholic order of Felician Sisters. We pledge allegiance to the Pope and, of course, the bishops of our archdiocese or diocese. We primarily were involved in teaching on an elementary, secondary, and college level, as well as teaching children of various types who need. We did orphanages. We had daycare centers. We had schools for special needs children, and we still have some of those throughout the United States. So we were primarily involved in teaching. However, through the years, there has been a greater need of outreach for us to the poor. So we have sisters in Haiti, in Kenya, Africa, in inner city Detroit. We have a soup kitchen in Rio Rancho, New Mexico. We do various services to support the poor. So we are really a multifaceted order. We do social work. Again, we're continuing to be involved in education. We have healthcare facilities from hospitals all the way up to long-term care. So we are really involved in serving where there is a need. And we're quite present, or we are imparting our mission and values to our lay partners to carry on the mission of the Felician Sisters.
Well, I know we have several here in Jackson, and Dan Huras, our engineer, is always telling me how when he was in school, that's who taught hymns. I think he went to St. Stan's.
There was a large presence of Felician Sisters in the Detroit area and throughout Michigan, so we were really strongly present in the Michigan area.
I would love to see more sisters involved in our schools. They were a true treasure.
Yes, yes. And once again, we were primarily in education, so we were really proud to be able to contribute, to support education, to support the livelihood, to support the people in the Michigan area as much as possible for livelihood, for good family values, for contributions to society and to the church in a variety of ways.
Well, let's get back to the Maryville Retreat Center. You have a lake there?
We have Lake Elliott. The history of Maryville is that we started here in the 1940s. Remember, we came to Michigan in the 1930s, and we started an orphanage for orphan girls, and it was called Guardian Angel Orphanage. And we had it in inner city Detroit, and that was our first convent, our first mother house. We found that we wanted to give the girls a summer break and get them out of the city for a while when it was so hot. So we contacted a Mr. Elliott in Holly, Michigan, and he sold us 100 acres of land, and that is where we built the summer camp for the girls. And we had dorms, we had a canteen, a mess hall. And then in the early 1950s, we bought another 140 acres, inclusive of the lake, Lake Elliott. So that is our lake, and again, nestled within 240 acres of wonderful wildlife and virgin woods and God's creation. In the 1970s, when we moved away from caring for orphans because society moved them from orphan care to foster care, we transitioned more and more into a retreat center. We had it for primarily sisters, but then also select Catholic groups, select school groups that would come and utilize our facilities for the various events. In the 1980s, we built a new retreat center, and we house up to 64 guests in that center. Plus, we have two of the dorms that we reconverted into lodges. We have a small, what we call hermitage. It's like the original tiny house that was where our cook lived, but now we have that as a private retreat dwelling for individuals who want to come and renew their spirits with private retreats in solitude. We also have another house that was the residence of our caretaker and his family that is also now repurposed into another dwelling for small groups or for individuals who want to come for private retreats.
That was one of my questions, was do you accommodate single people that want to come for just a single, but you answered that. How do I get a hold of you if I want to book the Hermitage?
If you want to book the Hermitage, and I tell you, Peggy, more and more people are wanting some private time away for solitude, for reflection, for just taking a breath and renew their spirit. You are welcome to call Maryville Retreat Center at 248-634-5566. You will be speaking, or we'll have a return call given to you by Nick Osantusky, who is our retreat director, and he will handle all the questions, all of the concerns about dates, about contracts, about fees, and anything you would like to know as far as making yourself welcome here at Maryville.
Do you have a chapel?
We have our own chapel, yes. We can house about 80 people there when we have priests in residence, when we have ministers, because we host retreats, Peggy, as well as we sponsor different events. So when we host retreats, other venues, other groups, other churches, other organizations who want to have a retreat in our facility can utilize our chapel and can book that time as well as their residence, as well as booking meals during their stay with us. And so many times when we host a retreat, the group will bring their own minister or priest. And so they utilize the chapel. We have a lovely conference room in our large center that can house up to 100 people when we present different events. We have also smaller group dwellings where folks can come and have conferences, can have individual talks, because we also give individual spiritual direction here. So we have two certified spiritual directors, two sisters, Sister Jane and Sister Judy. And then we also have Sister Anna with us. So there are four Felician sisters on site to celebrate the Felician presence here and also to renew your spirit. Our mission is to cooperate with Christ in the spiritual renewal of all. And so we welcome people of all faith as long as everyone is in alignment with our Felician values of compassion, of transformation, of justice and peace, of solidarity with those in need.
I'll bet you get a lot of schools that book retreats.
Well, we'd like
there.
To get more schools. We'd like to get more schools, so we are doing a lot more reach out to principals, to parish organizations, as far as booking events for their children. We can have confirmation events. We can have CCD events or religious education events. Again, another venue for folks to reach out to, and schools if they would like to avail themselves of a day of retreat, a few days of retreat, overnights. We have a variety of creative opportunities for folks of all ages to come and enjoy Maryville Retreat Center.
What type of special events is your favorite?
The special events that are my favorites are when groups come. We love to have guests here. We love to have guests here and to enjoy our sacredness of God's creation and this private holy space. We love to have guests in the house. We welcome them and try to make their retreat experience as wholesome and holistic as possible. Whether it's our welcoming spirit when you come in the door, or the upgraded amenities and furnishings that we've done in our room to accommodate a good retreat experience, as well as to offer nutritious, savory, and sweet meal choices, so folks can really enjoy and get a wonderful experience with us.
Our guest on Jackson Today is Sister Noel with the Maryville Retreat Center. Now, Sister Noel, if I decided that I wanted to do a private retreat in your hermitage, and there's a group of school children there, can I still use the lake?
You can still use the lake. Our lake is available. We have boating opportunities there. We have a fire pit there. We have swimming opportunities there. However, we do not have a licensed lifeguard on duty. But we have paddle boats. We have a pontoon boat that you could take around with our staff driving and seeing the whole view of the full lake around Lake Elliott and the Maryville property. You can avail yourselves of walking along our various trails, and our lake trail is a full 1.3-mile walk around the lake, and we also have a newly built bridge that was constructed by our senior maintenance technician, Gary Scavron, who has a wonderful gift with carpentry of his hands. So he and some of our facility management folks throughout the province came for one weekend, and they really constructed that bridge, but the majority of the work was done by Gary's hands. We had a bridge in the past, but the beavers kind of took it upon themselves to do what they wanted with it, so we needed to construct a new bridge that is safe, that is available for walking, and just, again, enjoyment of that area of the lake, and to complete the full walk of the 1.3 miles around the lake.
On the trail, I can see deep beavers?
You can see deer. You can see a variety of bird life. You'll see turkeys. You'll see sandhill cranes. You'll hear a variety of different animals and their sounds and praising God's creation. So you'll just get a full sensory experience of God's presence and talking to you on that very basic level of what he wants for you, and then also to listen to him in the rustle of the wind and the different flowers that you'll see, and just an enjoyable time in solitude, in reverence, in quiet, but also him talking to you in a variety of ways through creation, but also within your heart.
Well, I don't have sandhill cranes or beavers in my backyard, but everything else I seem to have. Oh, and I don't have turtles either. I love turtles. On your trails, do you have a trail for Stations of the Cross? I love Station of the Cross trails.
We have an outdoor setting of Stations of the Cross. We have actually two sets of Stations of the Cross. We have one that is within our chapel, and there is one that was donated by Sister Therese Ann's family, and that is an outdoor set of stations. And there's a separate walkway that you can use to utilize the outdoor Stations of the Cross, but they're lovely.
That's one of my favorites when I'm on retreat, is an outdoor Station of the Cross walk. What other types of things can I do when I'm there on a retreat?
We have a set of outdoor games that you can play. We've got soccer, we've got badminton, we've got volleyball. We've got a variety of games and things indoor and outdoor that you can take advantage of in your leisure. We have sitting spaces. We have rockers and with throw rugs and fleece throws along our patio. And you can sit down and just reflect and rock and cuddle up and watch the entertainment of the turkeys and the sandhill cranes right outside our patio.
Now, you've got an event going on this weekend. Well, on Sunday, the 6th. What's happening?
On April 6th, we have our Easter egg hunt. And this is a new event for us. It's a community event. And we want people to come in and hunt for Easter eggs, but from the Christian perspective of the Easter egg. What really does the Easter egg mean from a Christian Catholic perspective? And that is what we're explaining, what we're offering. So hunting for Easter eggs and also to have some light refreshments. But it is a family event, and we ask you to come and register for that. And you can register online or you can call Maryville, and once again, at 248-634-5566 and register for the Easter egg hunt. It's just a wonderful event, but from the Christian perspective. What does the Easter egg mean? From our way of looking at things, to enhance your Easter celebration, to enhance Easter life and the coming of spring.
So if I'm listening to this on Saturday, the 5th, can I still register for tomorrow?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yes, you can.
All right. And what time does it start? After the interview, Sister Noel called to correct the Easter egg hunt information. The Easter egg hunt is from 2 to 4 on April 6th. It's $10 a person or $25 for a family of three or more. So that correction is the Easter egg hunt is April 6th from 2 to 4 with the price of $10 per person or $25 for a family of three or more. Even somebody listening to this at 8 o'clock Sunday morning can still register and come in.
Yes,
oh, that's beautiful. All right.
Yes.
What other types of things do you have coming up?
We have a book study coming up. This is Wisdom from Women in the Scripture with Sister Jane. And that's being held on four Wednesday sessions from April 30th through June 4th on Wednesdays in the evening from 7 until 9. In May, we also have a session of Encountering God Through Art with Sister Jane and Sister Judy. And that will start on Friday, May 16th at 6 p.m. and concludes on Sunday, May 18th at 11 o'clock a.m. And this is really finding another way to pray and reflect and sense God through your personal art experiences and through group art experiences. By being open and attentive to finding God, art draws you into more deeply your heart and your mind and encounter with Him.
My mother was a beautiful artist. She was also a teacher.
That's a wonderful thing. Mm-hmm.
And
yes,
that was one of her favorite things to teach. So when we went on vacation in the summer, she tested all the new art things that she was planning for her classes on us. That was fun.
Oh, I'm sure it was.
Do you have discernment retreat weekends?
We had a discernment retreat weekend during the month of March. Earlier in the month, we had candidates that came, retreatants that came. And we had, they stayed for the week in Maryville Retreat Center, and we had our spiritual directors meet with them once daily throughout that week, and we provided meals. But it was basically a private discernment retreat for what is happening in your life, what do you feel God is calling you to do, what action do you see that God is asking you to fulfill as you go forward with your life. We do have the spiritual directors, Sister Judy and Sister Jane, who are available to you. And once again, by calling that Maryville number, 248-634-5566, to schedule an introductory session with either Sister Judy or Sister Jane, and then ongoing sessions with them as certified spiritual directors walking with you through your own spiritual journey, discernment, getting closer to a deeper relationship with God.
That's wonderful, because it's so difficult to find good spiritual directors nowadays. There's so few of them. Mine moved away, so I'm looking for someone. Do you have to do spiritual directing in person?
No. You can connect with Sister Jane or Judy via being live, so coming right to Maryville Retreat Center for about an hour session. And you and the spiritual director arrange that. Or you can do it via phone, have spiritual director via phone direction via phone session, or via Zoom. So we are able to accommodate all means as far as electronic and live in meeting your spiritual needs.
And how often do you normally meet with a spiritual director?
That is decided upon between yourself and the spiritual director. The frequency of how often you'd like to meet and how long your session will be. That is between you and the spiritual director. and all information that is shared with the spiritual director is kept private.
That's important. I have had friends that have come there for various retreats, but I've never been able to be there. They didn't tell me about you. I learned about the Maryville Retreat Center at the Michigan Catholic Women's Conference held in Lansing last year. Are you going to be at the one in October this year?
We will. We'll be at there in October. We'll also be at the Grand Rapids, one that's being held earlier this year.
So I will probably see you. I'm hoping to be at the Michigan Catholic Women's Conference in Lansing in October. I hope
to see
you.
Well, I would look forward to that, yes.
What else would you like us to know about the Retreat Center? Anything?
We just want you to know, and everyone who's listening to know, that this is a wonderful place to come to renew your spirit. It is not restricted to only the Catholic faith, but again, we want you to come, as long as you align with our Felician values, to come and be at Maryville Retreat Center. We ask you to come and give yourself a break. Give yourself a spiritual break to rest, to renew, to listen to God at a deeper level, which means listening with your heart, to come and refresh yourself. We can provide you with spiritual nourishment as well as physical nourishment. We can provide you with solitude and space. We can provide you with wonderful opportunities to listen to God and to be surprised by Him in ways that you would never expect. So come. Everyone is welcome. Please, once again, call Maryville Retreat Center, and you'll be speaking with Nick Osentusky. And our number, once again, is 248-634-5566. Please come. Be welcomed in body, mind, spirit, and soul.
You also have an email, which is info@maryvilleretreatcenter.org.
So you are correct.
Do you have a website?
We have a website. We have a website, and if you just Google in Maryville Retreat Center, you'll see that website come up.
And folks, Maryville is one name. It's Maryville.
Maryville
together.
Is one name. And sometimes, Peggy, I'm glad you brought that up, because sometimes people have the impression that we're in Maryville, Michigan. That is not so. We are in Holly, and we are on Taylor Lake Road. So we are 18307 Taylor Lake Road in Holly, Michigan. Our email is once again info@maryvilleretreatcenter.org, and our number is 248-634-5566. Once again, Maryville Retreat Center in Holly, Michigan.
It sounds like a wonderful facility. I am looking forward to driving there sometime. I don't know how long it would take to go from Jackson, probably an hour or two.
I would think so.
Yeah.
I would think so from Jackson, yes. But everyone is welcome.
So if I just wanted to come for a day.
You could come for a day. You could come for a day. Call our number and we'll talk with you about what can we do to creatively help you renew your spirit. We want to say yes, and we want to welcome more than we say no. So please come. Please give us a chance. Give yourself a chance to spiritually renew and refresh.
Now, you talked about having a house, Sister Noel.
Yes.
That you sometimes. So how many people will the house support?
Well, we actually have the house that's called Claire's Cove, and we can accommodate up to six people there, so families can come. We have a lady that comes with her grandchildren, and she comes to pray and to bake with them in the house. She also does some artwork with them, so folks renew in a variety of different ways. So it is not only that you have to have a priest or you're coming for a Catholic or Christian service, but how do you renew? How do you pray in other ways? So that is Claire's Cove. We can accommodate up to six individuals there. There are three bedrooms there with a king-size bed in one and full-size beds in the other two. We also have the small hermitage, or what we call, you would look at it as a tiny house. It is indeed one of those first-generation tiny houses. And we have one bedroom with a queen-size bed in there, a full-size shower and bath, as well as a sitting area. And folks who can who come either to Clara's Cove or to the Hermitage can bring their own food for their own meals, or we can provide the meals.
I just absolutely love the idea of, if I had grandchildren, of taking my children or my grandchildren to a house to get away to just talk about God and enjoy God's nature. And just, that is a wonderful idea. I love that.
So, yeah, so this woman walks the trails with her grandchildren. They sing together. They dine together. And they just do a variety of intimate, close things involving spirituality, involving getting closer to God.
Oh, I wish I had grandkids to do that with. You should see the smile on my face right now, imagining doing that with
them. I can picture it. I can picture it. And God is smiling too, Peggy. God is smiling too.
I'm looking forward to someday soon just coming maybe for a day to check things out.
Please come. Please come. Give us a call. And please come and just feel free to walk around. We can tour you through the various opportunities that we have as far as the dwellings and walk you through some of the different amenities that we have.
All right. So as we end today, Sister, can you give us a short prayer and then tell us again how to get a hold of you?
I'll be happy to do that. Dear loving God, you love us so intimately, so well. You love us unconditionally. We don't have to ask. Even though we don't deserve your love, you give it to us anyway. Please help us to find time to renew, to refresh, to remember, and to recall, and to get a sense of being more aware of that love for us. Please give us opportunities to get to know you better. Help us in our faith to grow in love for you, in love for each other. Let us serve, let us do your will in this moment and into the future as best we can. Please, if it is your will, allow us to take advantage of opportunities like Maryville Retreat Center to renew, refresh, and renew our spirits. Once again, get a hold of us at Maryville Retreat Center, 18307 Taylor Lake Road in Holly, Michigan, 248-634-5566. Our email is info@maryvilleretreatcenter.org.
Thank you so much for spending your time with us to discuss this beautiful retreat center, Maryville Retreat Center, Sister Noelle. And I look forward to seeing you at the Michigan Catholic Women's Conference in Lansing in October.
Well, I'll look forward likewise to see you. Thank you so much, Peggy. It's been a delight.
Have a blessed day, everyone.